The pagan circles I ran in the 1990s talked a lot about fluffy bunny pagans. These are the types of people who today you'll see memes posted on Facebook saying, or Instagram, good vibes only, keep your vibration high. Basically talking about not letting things get you down or bring down your vibration. And what that does is that leaves a lot of marginalized communities, especially communities of color, disabled people, queer people, neurodivergent people, basically unable to talk about their lived experiences. So I want to be frank and basically say that it is one thing to protect your mental health, and it is one thing to be careful about what media you consume in this time that we're living in. But if that comes at the cost of empathy or holding space or hearing out somebody's lived experiences so that you can do better if you have caused a harm, then you're just engaging in spiritual bypassing. And spiritual bypassing is something that has hurt a lot of people. So that's what I'm going to talk about today on the Feathermane Soul Wisdom Show. You're listening to Feathermane Soul Wisdom, a podcast designed for people looking to live embodied lives and find their authentic selves. This show is hosted by Kit Kailstow, body theologian and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to get in touch with your inner spirit, then this show is for you. Thanks for listening. And now, this week's show. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Feathermane Soul Wisdom Show. I'm Kit Kailstow, your host. Today I want to talk about spiritual bypassing. And I want to do that, first of all, to discuss the harms that it perpetuates, especially to communities, again, people, communities of color, the disabled community, queer communities, marginalized communities, neurodivergent communities. Basically, if you are not a part of the social norms, and there's air quotes around that, I know this is audio only, but here are the air quotes around norms, then a lot of times when you're explaining your lived experience, that is being dismissed, and it's being dismissed with spiritual bypassing. So let's dive into this topic, because I think it is super important right now, given what we are living through and what we're experiencing, to understand what spiritual bypassing is, and also understand in terms of protecting our mental health, taking care of ourselves, what it isn't. So spiritual bypassing was actually a term introduced in the mid-1980s by John Wellwood. He's a Buddhist teacher and psychotherapist, and his book, Toward a Psychology of Awakening, and this is a book, I've actually got it on my to-be-read pile. As soon as I looked it up, I went, oh yeah, I got that book. And I also want to talk a little bit about what he wrote with a co-author, Tina Fasella, in an article in Tricycle, which is a Buddhist review magazine. And the article is called Human Nature, Buddha Nature, An Interview with John Wellwood. And I'm just going to read this quote to you before I get into like a formal definition of spiritual bypassing. Being a good spiritual practitioner can become what I call a compensatory identity that covers up and defends against an underlying deficient identity where we feel badly about ourselves, not good enough, or basically lacking. Then, although we may be practicing diligently, our spiritual practice can be used in the service of denial and defense. And when spiritual practice is used to bypass our real-life human issues, it becomes compartmentalized into a separate zone of our life and remains unintegrated with our overall functioning. And then he goes on to say, in my psychotherapy practice, I often work with Dharma students who have engaged in spiritual practice for decades. I respect how their practice has been beneficial for them. Yet despite the sincerity as practitioners, their practice is not fully penetrating their life. They seek out psychological work because they remain wounded and not fully developed on the emotional, relational, personal level, and they may be acting out their wounding in harmful ways. And so where I really want to draw our attention is that when spiritual practice is used to bypass our real life human issues, it becomes compartmentalized in a separate zone of our life and remains unintegrated with our overall functioning. And then I also want to come back to the sentence before that, our spiritual practice can be used in the service of denial and defense. So the truth is, the world is on fire right now. And, you know, I'll be honest, I was on social media doing a bit of scrolling before I started recording this. And I was like, whoa, I've got to stop. Because one, these are things that I have no personal control over for a variety of reasons. And two, I can't think the worst case scenario about what is going on. And in fact, I'm going to apologize because I think my ingesting the news is affecting some of my neurodivergence and making it hard for me to find words, which is not fun when you're a podcaster. So I want us to hold in our minds the denial and defense part of that statement and the compartmentalization part of that statement. The official definition is spiritual bypassing is a tendency to use spiritual ideas and practices to sidestep or avoid facing unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and unfinished developmental tasks. And so what that is, in plain speak, when you come to somebody, either when you're explaining your lived experience online, this can happen from a random person, you could be going to your clergy, to somebody who shares your faith and discussing what you're dealing with, what you're feeling, and the person may say phrases like, well, God doesn't give you more than you can handle, or God must have given you this to teach you a lesson. When I experienced abuse, I went to a high priestess who told me, well, the goddess must want you to be abused so you could learn a lesson. That is some big time hella spiritual bypassing. And in fact, Psychology Today tells us that some signs of emotional bypassing are not focusing on the here and now, overemphasizing the positive and avoiding the negative, aka good vibes only, being self-righteous about the concept of enlightenment, well, I keep my vibration high and so that's why I'm able to manifest what I want, being overly idealistic, having feelings of entitlement, see my previous statement, and pretending that everything is okay when it's not. And so as we work to deconstruct spirituality, and as we work to deconstruct spiritual stories that we have been told, you know, a big spiritual story that me, as a member of the disability community, what I was told was, you know, my family said it all the time, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And of course, the immediate knee-jerk response to that is, excuse me, you know, how can I tell God that I've got enough and I can't handle anymore? Because that does two things. One, that takes away my agency, and that's a whole nother podcast. But also, God doesn't give you any more than you can handle focuses more on the spiritual and not on the day-to-day. And it also denies the person support. Telling somebody that they must have went through something awful. You know, in my case, it was abuse from clergy. Something horrible, telling them this and then saying, well, that must have happened so you can learn a lesson. You know, sweetheart, there are other ways to learn lessons. You know, get a pamphlet, give me a book, shoot a short YouTube video. There are ways to understand the lessons that we need to learn in life without going through some really bad shit. And I also think, again, and this comes across to somebody who has spent a lot of time in the pagan and the New Age world, that a lot of the good vibes only, keep your vibration high, a lot of that is spiritual bypassing. So I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about how we can protect our own mental health how we can take care of ourselves so that we can hold space and have empathy and take care of other people. As I said in the little teaser at the start of this episode, I want to first of all say that if at any time your spiritual practice causes you to lose sight of the fact that we are all humans having this human experience together, and even if we are not all in the same boat having this experience, we can have compassion for people in other boats. If your spirituality forces you, or you choose to use your spirituality to deny empathy and compassion and holding space, when you are able to do so, when you're sufficiently resourced, sufficiently supported by your community to do so, that, you know, if you're denying empathy and compassion, then I am sorry. While I truly believe that there is no one true way, I'm not sure that that's a way that I would want to be on, or that I think anybody else should be on, if it denies other people compassion, if it denies empathy, if it denies our shared humanity. And so, you know, when you think about that, so I said some important things there. I said holding space when you are sufficiently resourced, sufficiently supported by your community, and sufficiently able to do so. When you are in a marginalized community, you are quite often lacking one of those sufficient. You quite often are under-resourced. You know, disabled people, neurodivergent people are far more likely to be living in poverty and needing mutual aid than other individuals. Queer and especially trans folk are very much more likely to be living in poverty than cisgendered queer people. That's, you know, that is a big issue. If you are still trying to reach, you know, sustainability to where you have food, shelter, clothing, and where you have at least like one other person or one other outlet to find community, if you're struggling for all of that because of various reasons, then you may not have the ability to hold space or to take on the burdens for other people. Now, this doesn't mean that you can deny them empathy or general humanity. No. You still need to have, you know, hey, I understand you're going through a hard time. I am too. And again, use the referral. I can't, you know, I can't help you in this moment, but here's somebody who can. I'm not sure how to deal with this information. Here's somebody who can help. And that is a good option. And being honest with people, and I think spiritual bypassing, I talked about safety in the previous podcast. Spiritual bypassing really denies that sense of safety. When a good friend comes to you, or even if, you know, somebody you don't know comes to you and says, hey, you know, because of your social media profile, because of what you do online, I've got a problem, I need help. You can, there's ways to have that shared humanity and to have that empathy and compassion when you have no spoons, you know, when you are completely under-resourced or under-communitied. And so spiritual bypassing kind of takes away that honesty to be able to say, hey, I hear that you're going through, I you know, I see and understand and hear that you're going through a rough time right now. You know, I am so sorry that you're having to deal with that. That sounds like it sucks. I too am going through a hard time. I'm struggling to take care of myself right now. I'm not sure I have the ability to take care of someone else as well. Let's see if we can find some answers. Here's some places that have helped me. Here, you know, ways to hold space. Do you just need somebody to listen? And there's different ways of finding community and finding empathy. And I'm aware that my words are kind of fumbling today. I'm not sure I'm coming through this with a direct line of thought. But when you tell somebody, yeah, God, that sucks, but you know what? Love and light, baby. You know, keep your vibes high, good vibes only. You'll get through this. that completely denies that person's lived experience. And that also tells them that you're not a safe person. You can say, you know, I am not consuming any news media right now because I'm focusing on taking care of myself. When somebody says, you know, hey, did you hear about this latest blah, blah, blah? It's like, I heard a little bit about that. I'm trying not to consume media right now because of my own mental health. I'm making these changes for my own mental health. Safety is a compact. When somebody uses spiritual bypassing, they break that agreement. They break that safety. When somebody seems to dismiss what you're going through, and especially on spiritual terms, that is what causes a lot of people to turn away from spirituality. And that is why I am so passionate about speaking about spirituality in the communities that I'm a part of and have lived experience in, because I know what toxic things like spiritual bypassing have done to me that have come from the community and the harms that it has done. So what do you do when you encounter spiritual bypassing? The truth of the matter is, the best thing to do is to call it out. The problem is if you're being bypassed, if you're the person that's having your lived experiences dismissed, you probably don't have the energy and just don't want to deal with the bullshit that comes from telling somebody, hey, you know what? That was spiritual bypassing and that hurt. That didn't feel good. You know, you dismissed my lived experience, because that's going to get that person most likely, at least in my experience with the whole good vibes only, love and light people, that's going to get them very defensive. And unless they're willing to do some self-reflection, then that's going to be a very difficult conversation for everybody involved. And so, you know, you have to deal, spiritual bypassing isn't just them dismissing you. It also means that you have to deal with feeling not validated, which, depending on your past, depending on what trauma you've endured, that may be a trigger for you. I know for myself, when I feel like somebody's dismissing my pain, that's a big trigger for me, because I have been bypassed and dismissed in the past. And, you know, I feeling invisible and forgotten is not a good feeling. And that is certainly one of my triggers. And so, you know, you have to deal with the fallout from that, which means you then have to manage additional nervous system regulation, additional mental health concerns, additional thoughts and feelings that come up with you. And so that person that spiritually bypassed just basically bypassed or completely ignored any sense of community or emotional labor and immediately forced you to do more work. So when you experience spiritual bypassing, I would say please identify that in your own mind. Be aware. Hey, this is spiritual bypassing. If you have communities, if you have spiritual people that you trust, say, I experienced this. Does this sound like spiritual bypassing to you? It feels like spiritual bypassing to me. And getting that second opinion, if you feel like you need it, getting that validation that, yeah, that was spiritual bypassing, that was not a good response, is a good way to help you recognize toxic patterns in spirituality so you can then reclaim and go, okay, that's not something I want to engage in. That's not something that I want to deal with. I would also say turn to your community. The truth of the matter is, and I'm just going to use the neurodivergent community and specifically the actually autistic community. And by that, I'm including self-diagnosed, self-suspected, you know, not just actual diagnosed autistic individuals, because there's a whole lot to unpack there. But in the autistic community, you know, we all talk amongst ourselves, and there is a big difference between somebody who has lived experience as an autistic person, especially if you were late diagnosed, and what you have experienced. Somebody who's friends with, a parent of, knows an autistic person, but doesn't have that lived experience themselves, and somebody who thinks they know about the autistic community. And so when we deal with things, we have our own communities, just as other communities do, where we can talk amongst ourselves and say, hey, I just had this experience and this sucked and I need some help here. And so I would also advise to turn towards your communities. Now, sometimes a spiritual bypassing comes from your community. I experienced it as a pagan. I experienced it as pagan clergy from other clergy members. And when that happens, I think depending on the way you feel at the time, it should be called out. If not in the moment, then definitely at some later point. And I really feel this for clergy. At some point, I'm probably going to do a series of podcasts talking about clergy in general. Because when you accept the calling to become a spiritual leader, when you accept the calling to become clergy, there's a lot that goes into that. That is not something to be done for gain. That is not something to be done for ego. That is not something to be done for power over somebody. That is something to be done because you have no other choice, because you feel like you are being called to do this work, to share this work, to help people in this way. And so when clergy engage in spiritual bypassing, I feel like that's a much graver error and a much graver mistake than when an actual layperson, you know, friend, family member, random person on the internet engages in spiritual bypassing. And so I think that's kind of where I want to leave it today. I'm curious about your thoughts. You know, drop me a comment, drop me an email. There's a comment form at feathermanesoul.com. I would love to talk into this more because I feel like there's a taboo around talking about bad spiritual behavior. And that's part of what I want to deconstruct and part of what I want to perhaps bring to light, simply because I feel like, one, when you know better, you do better. Thank you, Maya Angelou, for that brilliant quote. But also, there's no excuse not to do better. And especially if you're clergy, if you're taking that step to actually serve and be of service, then it's very important that we do better. And it's very important that we set an example. And so thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for bearing with me. I sure hope that you got something out of this podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions, concerns. And please remind, you know, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow wherever you're hearing my voice. Thank you. Be kind to yourself. And don't forget to remember that you are divine. You've been listening to the Feather Mane Soul Wisdom Podcast, hosted by Kit Kailstow. Learn more about Feather Mane Soul at feathermanesoul.com. Kit's passionate about embodied living and finding authentic joy by connecting with yourself and others. Kit loves working with neurodivergent, chronically ill, or disabled individuals, as well as anyone who wants to reclaim the stories and find new stories for them. Music is Running with the Horses by Purple Planet Music. This podcast is hosted on the Muse Charmer Media Network. Find out more by visiting the podcast website and following the links to Muse Charmer. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or follow the podcast at your favorite podcast listening or social media site. Thank you.